This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is observing its first Juneteenth National Independence Day today, a day after President Joe Biden signed into law the creation of the new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed each year on June 19th. Biden said, "By making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come and the distance we have to travel." The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed a group of enslaved black people in Texas of their freedom, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. During his remarks on Thursday, Biden honored 94-year-old Opal Lee, an activist who has been pushing for the national recognition of Juneteenth for more than 40 years. The United States is investing $3.2 billion in the development of antiviral pills for COVID-19 and other viruses that could spark new pandemics. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made the announcement Thursday at a White House briefing as part of a new initiative called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics. Pills for COVID-19 are already in the developmental stage and could begin to become available by the end of the year if clinical trials are successful. Pharmaceutical companies such as AstraZeneca and Pfizer have begun testing antiviral medication in pill form. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Cybersecurity experts have been poring over the transcripts from this week's news conference on Wednesday in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. Foremost, the answer is it's too soon to tell. President Biden vowed to confront Russian President Vladimir Putin over ransomware. But while no breakthrough over cybersecurity emerged from the summit, the two leaders agreed to start consultations over the issue. Biden said experts from both countries will be tasked to work on specific understandings of what's off limits and to follow up on cyber attacks that originate in either country. Voters in Iran are choosing a new president today, but voter apathy is running high as the Middle Eastern country experiences a coronavirus surge and an economy devastated by U.S. sanctions. Incumbent President Hassan Rouhani has served the maximum 2 terms in office. Multiple candidates have withdrawn from the race or been disqualified in the lead-up to today's vote. Wednesday, 2 hard-line candidates withdrew from the race, giving their support to another hardliner, Ibrahim Raisi, the dominant frontrunner. Political analysts say the likely winner will be the 60-year-old Raisi, who has the support of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a 3rd straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. And the U.S. Supreme Court, for the 3rd time, rejecting a challenge to the country's cheap health insurance law that provides millions of Americans with coverage to help pay their medical costs. The 7-2 decision, dismissed by 18 Republican-led states and the administration of former President Trump to upend the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.